Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel will join us coming up at 8 o'clock, so that's in just about an hour. We'll talk U.S. Open with him.
He was out there all week.
Yep. So we will talk with him at 8 o'clock. So we wanted to get into the Washington Nationals, who have dropped 8 straight games. They have the longest active losing streak in the majors, currently sitting at 30-41 on the season. And tensions are flaring, and things are brewing behind the scenes at this point. Here's audio of Davey Martinez post-game after that 7th consecutive loss on Saturday night to the Marlins when they fell 4-3.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes, you know, they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always, you know. I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking the diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
I read that, and at first it was a little jarring, but when you reread it a second time or you hear it, you just can't have a problem with it. He's defending his coaches first and foremost, and you could tell, obviously, he's got some frustration with the guys that they're not executing the way they would hope they are. But I don't have a problem with Davey, with the comments. I think the comments are true.
And I don't know if it's not like the guys aren't trying.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I think the guys are trying.
They probably are. Maybe he's thinking
they're just not good enough.
That could be it.
Outside of a few guys.
That's certainly a factor. But maybe he's insinuating that because he said something about when I played the game a long time, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. And so that's where the insinuation is, maybe.
So he's insinuating the guys aren't putting the time in.
Maybe there's a little of that. That if you read between the lines.
He's also saying this isn't really my fault. He's saying, don't blame me.
Well, I think more than anything, he's defending the other guys than him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's fine. He's got a farm. He's made millions. He's won a World Series. I think he's defending his hitting coach, his pitching. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think right. he's defending his guys.
His underlings.
Yeah. And, you know, players come and go. They're all different ages and all different whatever. You have your mainstays, but they come and go. I don't know. I understand that the Nats fans are frustrated, and I'm sure Davies, you could tell Davies clearly frustrated. Because, by the way, he's known as being a great players coach. He's a players coach.
Of course.
Players manager.
Of course. And I would love to know what he's saying. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the clubhouse.
Behind the scenes.
To see what he's saying to guys, to see what the guys are saying to coaches.
Right.
To see what the coaching staff's saying to the players.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Here's the deal. The Nets were on that four-game streak where they scored almost 40 runs. Remember, they were in Seattle and in Arizona, and they scored 38 runs in four games.
They cut it to like 3 games below 500
they
or something?
Had it down
they were
to
like
three
really
games.
Close.
Yeah, I think they were 30 and 33.
Something like that.
Yeah. Since then, all right, the last game of the series against Arizona through yesterday, that's 13 games. They've scored a total of 33 runs. You do the math on that. They've had one game where they've scored more than 4 runs, and that was the first game of the Marlins series where they lost 11-9. Every other game, they've been at 1-2, shutout, 3-1, shutout. I mean, they just can't hit their way out of
paper. That's part of the reason they're calling up Brady House. They're looking for anything to provide
offense. They're looking for anything. They shifted the lineup a little bit yesterday. They dropped Abrams down to the 3-hole. Mm-hmm. They let off Alex Call. Wood's always been in that 2-hole. So it was Call, Wood, Abrams, as opposed to, you know, most of the other games this year. It's been Abrams, Wood, and then whoever at number 3. Sometimes it was K-Bear. Sometimes it was Garcia. Sometimes it was Nate Lowe. They dropped Lowe down to 6. Bell's at 5. Hassel's been really struggling over the last couple weeks, but he gets kind of a pass. But, man, they can't score.
Well,
they can't score.
It's funny. When we asked Riz about it, and he kind of mocked me and said, you know, you don't have to be Branch Rickey to figure out, you know, where we need help. Mm-hmm. They need help, obviously, more from their DH. They need more probably from Lowe. They, you know, whoever's going to play center field, they need more. You know what I mean? It's the bottom half of the lineup.
Yeah.
Well, in the hole.
Correct.
I mean, it's like 4 or 5 spots there where they need help.
And look, there's a lot of teams in major leagues that are struggling to score runs, but it shouldn't be that difficult to score 3 or 4 runs every couple games. To go out there and go 13 games and barely score 1 or 2 runs, that's atrocious.
Well, they got their really DH hitting 180. The first base was hitting 228. I know nobody cares about average anymore, but Hassel is supposed to be their stud, one of their studs. He's hitting 218. Ruiz, I guess, is hitting, for him, a decent 252.
For a catcher, that's not bad. But apparently, if you read the metrics on him defensively, he's considered one of the worst defensive catchers in baseball, which kind of shocks me because one reason why he was such a hot prospect in the Dodgers organization. That's one reason why he traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he was supposed to be a really good defensive player, but apparently his framing and his blocking are way below league average.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea because, you know, when you're watching a Nats game or any game, the last thing you're looking at is framing, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not a detail I'd be able to
Unless you're a baseball geek, you're not really looking at
that. You have to be really deep into it.
I mean, you're looking at guys to throw out runners. But you don't look at framing.
You're looking at no limited pass balls.
Correct. But apparently he's not very good at that either. So,
well, isn't that coaching?
I would think that the coaches Maybe. Are doing what they have to do.
But then if they can't do if coaching doesn't matter, then why have them at all?
I think coaching matters.
Coaching definitely matters.
But so does talent.
They have talent. They've had talent. Here on District on Deck, they said, let's start with the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
If Davey says it's never on coaching, the team with the third lowest walk rate, highest ground ball rate, lowest fly ball rate, and lowest average launch angle in all of Major League Baseball is pretending like they don't have coaching problems. Garcia was a defensive prospect coming up. He's terrible in the major leagues. Abrams is bad at shortstop.
Well, hold on. Garcia's a good hitter. He may be a bad...
I'm talking about defense now.
He might be a bad defensive player. Yeah.
Ruiz Camp is the worst catcher and defensive catcher in all of baseball. CJ Abrams is struggling at shortstop defensively. Yep. You can't tell me these things, coaching doesn't matter.
But I got to think that they're putting in the time and they know that. I got to think
every
that.
Every coaching staff is putting in time. It's just a matter of whether they can do the job or not.
Well, and what if they're doing their best, but the players aren't good enough?
Yeah, they're just under talent. Well,
they're just not good enough.
Are we supposed to everyone just sit here and wait? No responsibility? Everyone just gets to...
Eventually that you fire guys, even if you've done everything you can do.
I mean, guys who won World Series get fired. I mean...
Of course.
Yeah.
Eventually Davey will get fired.
Bill Belichick's fired after two bad seasons in New England. Davey Martinez gets 6 seasons?
No, I think eventually Davey's going to get fired. I mean, hell, who knows when? Yeah. I think eventually he's going to get fired.
He probably will. And that's probably because ownership, their learners are going to say, hey, Mike, I know he's your guy, but you need to go. He needs to go.
And you also, part of it, you get what you pay for. When you have a low payroll.
They've lost 8 straight games. They're terrible. They're showing no signs of improvement.
Okay, I know.
Either Mike's not doing his job, Davey's not who. It's not just all on the players and has to sit back and accept it for a decade.
I think the players...
I don't think that's the...
players are maxed out at what they can do talent-wise, then that's not on the coaches.
I'm not going to...
That's on the ownership because they won't spend money.
If they went out and got
Josh Bell and Nate Lowe. Those were the two free agents they signed. I mean, come on. Please.
it's not like the guys that came up from the system are killing it. One guy is doing great. One guy. The rest of them are pretty garbage.
Well, I think you got...
Abrams is not garbage.
You have to give Hassel time. Dylan Cruz, I know he was struggling. You still have to give him time. If in year three they're really struggling, okay, I would agree with you. Yeah. But, I mean, Abrams, he goes through stretches. He really does. He'll have a hot month, and then he'll hit 218 next month. But some of these other guys, I mean, they're getting no power production from anybody besides Wood. No one's hitting the ball at the ballpark.
I mean, and also, Mike signed those guys. Mike brought in Lowe.
I know.
He brought in Bell.
He's just plugging holes.
But there could have been other guys that he wanted.
With somebody else.
And I don't know this for a fact.
He has a limited budget, dude.
I don't know this for a fact, but there could have been other guys that he really wanted that Lerner just said, not paying.
Oh, I'm sure that was the case.
So he said, all right, what do you want? You're going to spend $10 million? All right, we'll go get Josh Bell. I mean, I don't know what else he can do.
I mean, it was just like we said, 10 days or so ago where everything was looking great. Now they go on an 8-game or whatever losing streak and everybody wants to fire everyone. That's fine. Fire everyone.
That's what happens.
But I mean, I know we were feeling really good about it when they were 30-33 or whatever it was right around that record. We were feeling really good about them. And that was a week after whoever it was that wrote the article trashing Riz and the organization. They went on a little heater, and everybody was settled in. Now they go, you know, they have a terrible stretch.
It's one thing to lose.
Everybody wants to trash them again.
It's one thing to lose to the Rangers, a series to the Rangers. They got really good pitching to the Mets, one of the best teams in baseball, and they've got a good offense. But to lose to the Marlins, to get swept by the Marlins.
It's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing because the Marlins, hello, they were just swept by the Rockies, and the Rockies have like 13 wins.
And by the way, we always talk about their payroll being low, and it's – $114 million, $32 million of that is going to Steven Strasburg. So you factor that in, and that's a huge chunk of your payroll to somebody who's not even
right.
Has no prayer of play.
So how can you compete when you literally you're playing? You're basically playing with a payroll of like $80 million.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so you know what can you do?
But 33 runs in 13 games—that's just atrocious.
I think it's an outlier, right? Well, I don't think you're ever as good as you are at your best.
I got to tell you what, Cakes. I'm worried about our season-long bet now.
Well, when they lose 8 straight, it does give you pause.
Because now they've got to go 41-50 the rest of the way. They've got 91 games left. They've got to go 41-50 for us to win.
But Drab, to your
41
point.
41 wins.
Could be trouble.
To your point about the coaches, I don't think that they're untouchable. Of course not. They'll suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Whatever the record is.
They have the same record as the Marlins, who have by far the lowest payroll in baseball.
What is the Marlins payroll?
It's like $60 million or something.
Yeah, okay. Ours is very close when you take out the Strauss. Ours is very close to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Strauss thing is crazy. And how much are they still paying Scherzer? Or is that
he's off the books.
He's off the books?
The Marlins, their payroll Their actual payroll is about $45 million. So they're paying, I guess, somebody else the dead money for, and they're at 67 total.
Yeah, that's wild.
Everybody's just got dead MLB money floating on their payrolls.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, you want to fire Davey? Go fire Davey. Who cares? But, you know, it is what it is. They're not built yet to be. I think they're getting closer, but they still got a couple years away.
They're near the bottom. And when I say the bottom, I'm going to say bottom eight or nine. Near the bottom eight or nine in the league in hits, home runs, RBIs, runs scored. Runs scored, they're a little bit higher than that because they've had stretches. But they can't score. And it's not like they've got this overwhelming, dominant pitching staff outside of maybe Gore that they can
Gore's
go out.
Gore's a beast. He's a legit beast.
But they can't rely on Trevor Williams
Irvin's and Mitchell good, Parker. But, I mean,
okay.
He's not Gore.
But
he's
his
not
ERA, what is the ERA in the fours?
Probably around four.
I mean, Mitchell Parker's been kind of bad the last 10 starts.
Yeah.
They don't have the staff where they can go out and just hold guys to one or two runs and you can win 3-2. They've got to score runs, and they can't score runs. Now, if they lose the series to the Rockies, then season's done.
Well, if they get, God forbid, swept by the Rockies.
No chance they'll get swept by the Rockies.
I don't think that's going to happen, but, I mean, it could. If they get swept by the Rockies, there's no way that Davey Martinez survives that.
Of course.
You have Andrew Golden last night saying that the players are pissed off at Davey. So if he's lost the clubhouse,
because of what he said,
yeah, I mean the losing's bad enough. So, but then he sticks his foot in his mouth and slams the players.
Well, he's just pissed.
He's defending his guys.
He's pissed.
His coaches.
His job is to take blame. Eric, he should have said, "I'm not doing my job. I got to get these guys ready to play ball. I'm not doing that." He didn't say that. He said it's on the
players. You don't have to always say that. I mean, a lot of guys say that. Well, you don't have to always say that.
You probably should have taken that bullet. Like, I bet if you got behind closed doors,
maybe he wants out.
Regrets those comments.
Maybe he wants out.
Possibly.
Maybe he wants out. Maybe he's tired of it. He won a World Series. Okay, but the last 4 years have been terrible. Maybe he says he's talking his mind. He's speaking from his heart. And if it happens, it happens.
Does he have years left on his deal? Do we know what his current deal is? I can look it up.
Do you know who I bet agrees with his comments? Mike Rizzo.
Yeah, I can't reach out to Riz on this one. I thought about it, but I can't.
No, I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying.
No, but I thought about it.
I'm just saying, you know who I bet agrees with him? Now, maybe you can't say it publicly because it pisses people off.
Mm-hmm.
But the players come and go. They're interchangeable guys. They have to perform. And, you know, four or five of them are, and a bunch of them aren't.
So Davey is signed through the 2025 season. There's a club option for 2026.
There's a club option?
Yeah.
All right.
They could easily blow them out if they want to. If the learners want to, just do it easily. They owe him nothing.
Yeah, he signed through the end of this season.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
This could
season's
be it.
Halfway over. Well, they could just do it today. Who cares? It won't hurt them.
If they suffer one or two embarrassing losses, well, any loss to the Rockies is embarrassing, even though they've been better of late. But if they get blown out by the Rockies, like 8-0 in a game, that might be the final.
If they lose 8-0 tonight, it's probably.
that might be the last game that Davey Martinez manages.
But they're going against Carson Palmquist, a rookie pitcher for the Rockies, who's given up 19 earned runs in 21 innings this year. 19 and 21.
That's probably against teams that can actually hit, the Nats can't.
Not all of them. I'm just saying he ain't that good. And he's got an 8 ERA. The Nats have to win tonight.
I'm really curious to see what House does because he's their number 3 prospect, yet MLB has him at 90, right? So as far as the Major League Baseball concerned, he's an okay prospect, nothing great. Put up some great numbers. They drafted him pretty high. I can't wait to see what he does.
Coming up in just about 40 minutes, we will get back. We'll get back into the U.S. Open. We'll be joined by Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. That's coming up at 8 here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Junks text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
All right, so just to clarify, then I'll give you a little nugget on my weekend. Max Scherzer is still getting paid from the Nats, but yeah, it's deferred money, so it doesn't count technically on their payroll. So even though it says like their payroll is whatever,
yeah,
add $15 million that they're paying Scherzer, who, by the way, is also getting $30 million from the Mets and $12.5 million from the Rangers.
Oh, man.
He's making somewhere in the neighborhood of $57, $58 million this year for three different teams.
I mean, what a life.
I know, he's stupid.
It'd be just...
And he never pitches.
Unbelievable.
I mean, to be... Look, I understand there's a lot of hard work and sacrifice that's involved, but he was born with a flamethrower attached to his body, and just the compensation for that is...
The only...
Is mind-blowing.
His unbelievable life. The only thing you got going better than him is you got two eyes that match. That's the only thing you got going better than him.
I would say that I generally have a better thumb than him, but I've had thumb issues over
the
years.
Issues
so
too.
Maybe my thumbs are as good as Max Scherzer's.
Is that what's holding him back now?
He's had like nerve issues with his thumb. And
what is he? He's got to be like 41.
Late 30s, right?
He's got to be in the Aaron Rodgers. I think he's in his 40s. I think he's got to be in that Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to put him at 39, but I could be wrong.
By the way, speaking of real quick, did you see the Aaron Rodgers, I guess their publicity photo of him in the Steelers uniform?
I did, yeah.
It does look weird.
He's 40. Scherzer's 40.
It does.
Yeah. Doesn't it look weird?
Yeah. Well, I thought it looked weird when he was in the Jet uniform.
I think so, but I did get used to it because it was 2 years. It's going to take me a while to get used to seeing him in the Steelers uniform.
Yeah.
For sure. So this past weekend, Cakes was at Warped Tour for 2 days. I told you, and I'm not going to go into the schools or whatever, but my daughter was on a volleyball camp in the South, in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all over North Carolina, right? So we were driving around because also when your daughter's in like an 8-hour camp, what do?
Right.
You don't want to just sit there and watch.
No.
That's just kind of nerve-wracking and, you know, you gotta do your own thing. So we were in like we were all over Greensboro, Raleigh, we were in that vicinity.
The barnstorming North Carolina tour.
We were just driving around. We were just shopping. Mm-hmm. We worked out. I got to tell you, you know, eating, Pete, Jason, I know, has talked about potentially retiring in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They're just nicer. They're just nicer.
They're nicer people.
They're just nicer people.
I think further south you go, I mean, generally.
It's a very common cliche, whatever, but it happens to be true.
The cutoff line, though, might be Florida. I don't know if people in Florida are as nice as people that are in South Carolina.
There's a lot of northerners that live in Florida.
Yeah, the reason why I don't think they're as friendly.
When you go to heavily populated areas, it's harder to be as nice as you are when you're in the more rural areas.
They're nicer, but I've also noticed this. They're slower.
People
in the South are just slower with everything.
I'm going to make this declarative statement. There aren't that many dentists down there. There can't be.
The teeth are so banged up. I've never noticed that.
Stunning.
It's a weird observation.
It wouldn't be weird if you were where I was.
Okay.
And you went to
were in some pretty big cities.
But I was on the outskirts. And if you went to like the Cracker Barrel or something.
Oh, you just mean by looking at other people's grills is how you're, okay.
Now you're tracking with
now
the case.
Dude,
so if you're sitting in the Cracker Barrel
and you're looking around
at your other fellow customers.
I got you now.
Somebody's missing toothpaste.
Yeah.
Somebody's missing some doctors, some dentist appointments. I don't know what's going on. Now, all that being said, the people are nice. The waiters,
I agree.
All of the waitresses, the people that you bump into, you know, at the Piggly Wiggly.
What'd you order at Cracker Barrel? Did you have a solid order?
I actually didn't go to Cracker Barrel. I went to a place.
Because I was going to say, if you went to Cracker Barrel and didn't order like a chicken fried steak with gravy or something,
there was a Cracker Barrel,
there was a Golden Corral, you know, those kind of places.
Sure.
Right? They were everywhere.
I know it well.
We actually went to a pizza place that I think they have in Chantilly.
Okay.
It's called like Mellow Pizza or something. I think it's obviously a chain.
Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, Mellow Mushroom.
Okay, that's definitely a chain. Yeah,
definitely a chain.
Okay.
Yeah. Pizza was fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
By the way, did your pizza cost $13 a slice? Like the pizza that I got at Vans Warped Tour?
Is that what it was?
$13 a slice. Now look, side note. I understand why they're doing 2 days of Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Because they want to make money. I get it.
Right.
$13 slices of pizza. I was glad I had it.
Were they extraordinary slices of pizza?
They were pretty big.
Were they really large?
It wasn't worth $13.
Right.
I was scraping the plate for the cheese because I spent so much on the pizza.
Right. Well, because for whatever reason, also, we were driving through rural North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We were driving.
The boonies.
It took us off like 95 or 85 or whatever the hell the roads are down there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just driving by like farmhouses.
Sure.
Yeah.
And and it's fine. But it's just a different world down there,
bro.
Yeah.
A completely
different world.
You get off the interstates. It's BFE.
Yeah.
there's nothing around.
Yeah. And I also will say, just to, you know, so when you're looking at colleges and stuff, you have to also keep in mind, you guys have all been through this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my last one. When you're visiting a college in the summer when no one's there, it's a totally different vibe than when it's packed full of students.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And you have to remind your child, this isn't what it's like.
Right.
There's normally 15,000 students here.
This isn't normal vibe.
Yeah. It's normally not dead like this. It's normally actually silly.
Right. It's popping. It's vibrant.
Right. So that's what I was doing all weekend, driving all over, and then we raced home late. My wife did a lot of the driving, did a lot of watching the golf on my phone. Oh, by the way.
That tracks.
Drabby, you helped me with this phone, with the Samsung. It's great. It's a great phone. You saved me, right?
Yes,
so
I did.
So I almost got I didn't care. I just needed a phone. I almost ordered the FE.
Yeah, it's like a child's phone almost.
Which
it's
is
like
called the Fan Edition.
Yeah.
Okay? But you didn't get me over the hump because I didn't get the Plus. So I got one that looks like an iPhone 2. It's too small.
Well, I didn't know what size you wanted.
I always want the biggest. I want like an iPad in my pocket.
Then you got to stop buying from the back.
No. I just have to get the one that says Plus. You didn't tell me all the models.
I didn't know you had a Plus. I don't think mine's a Plus.
Mine is just the regular.
So tiny.
They're just regular. Hey,
this
regular
is a regular size. Draft, I need a plus, though. I need big.
EB Martinez. Blaming you.
I am blaming him because I said, Drabby, come in here.
You tried to buy, like, the most bare bones phone, like my child's first phone version of Samsung. No. And I said, don't do that.
No, I said, I'm going to get the S24, which I think is the one model behind. And I said, come in here because I always get nervous before I order it. I might be botching it. You saved me because I was getting offended. I didn't even know that was a thing. Did you know that was a thing? That they make a scaled down version of these things?
No. They do that with iPhone.
They do.
Yeah.
So then I got the but it's too small. I'm just going to keep it.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
It is too small, but my font is so big. I can hold about two text messages at one time.
You better
what I'm saying without scrolling down.
Yeah.
Because it's so friggin' tiny. And I need the font so big.
That's such an old guy then.
Yeah.
Big phone.
You better get a case for that phone. That's a naked naked phone.
No. I know. It's
that thing's about to get broken.
It's something that's gonna happen today.
Okay, good.
Or tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
Ooh. That phone could definitely
it back
be broken.
And get the one you want.
I have a 30-day. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is to transfer everything, to transfer your contacts and all that? Even though it does it, there's still little things. And then you have to get into all the apps. You have to find all your passwords. You know what a pain in the ass that is? And I panic every time that I'm going to lock myself out on an app and never get back into it, which has happened to me before. I still can't get into my YouTube account. My YouTube account is cooked. Dunsky.
Done.
Dunsky. And I've talked to like people like in Congress. I can't. It's over. I can't get it back.
It's the only way you reach out to people in Congress.
Yeah. I can't get my YouTube back. It's cooked. Dunsky.
Oh, I don't know what I would do if I lost YouTube.
Still use YouTube, but I'm watching it as like a weird alien guest.
How would I watch WSOP highlights every night?
You know, I could do it, but all the videos I've uploaded, they're all gone.
They're done.
I mean, they're somewhere. I just can't back in ever again. And that's happened to me before.
That's something that will never bother me.
If you lost all your videos of like your kids that you posted, you know, sometimes you post them in other places, but if you put it on YouTube.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I would never put them on YouTube.
They gone.
They weren't necessarily for public consumption. They'd be private.
Yeah.
But they're gone.
All of my videos are on my email.
What will you pay Valdez or I if we get back into your YouTube?
Ooh, good question.
Is it worth $100?
Sure.
Oh, they're on the scent.
Bring that in here. Bring your laptop in here.
Good luck. No, trust me.
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
Is that the safest $100 you've ever placed? Though,
you put a tech guy on it?
I put some powerful people on it.
You put a congressman on it.
No, I put people like I put people that made phone calls. It's like, just, it ain't gonna happen.
Tech wizards? Did you put tech wizards on it?
I got locked out of it.
Cakes was told us the same speech about his Instagram.
That was
different. Did you get back in?
Well, I created a different name.
I thought there was something at one point.
Cake you guys, flops, by the way.
You guys said it was impossible to get into and we got in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got
tech hackers over there.
$300. $300.
All right. Good. Oh, they're on the case.
$300.
No, I said a free.
Oh, free.
Yeah. I heard $300.
Yeah. Oh, that's $300.
$300.
I have to call Barbara Mikulski. Yeah.
Exactly.
Get her on the horn. All right. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel will join us. We'll talk about JJ Spahn's victory in the U.S. Open. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So obviously a crazy story out of Minnesota over the weekend with the lawmakers being shot and the suspect being on the run for 2 days. Thankfully, after a two-day manhunt, he was arrested. The man's name is Vance Bolter. He was apprehended near his home in Green Isle, Minnesota.
Was he in the woods? Oh, he was at the home. Okay.
He's been charged with four counts, including murder in connection with the shootings. So he's scheduled to appear in court in Minneapolis Monday at 1:30.
And he showed up at their house in a police vehicle. Well, what looked like a police vehicle.
How did he get a police vehicle?
Well, he worked for a private security firm that had vehicles that resembled.
It looked like it was a black.
And he was wearing a weird mask, but it wasn't like a really sophisticated mask, you know, like the CIA uses. It was like a mask you get at a costume store or something, right?
Yeah, I thought he was wearing a full police officer's uniform.
He might have been, but I'm talking about the mask.
Oh, the mask.
Yeah.
Well, the picture I saw.
How did they ID it right away? Via the car? Is that how they did it?
I'm sure that his car, which was left at the scene.
Maybe.
That's what it was.
Yeah, one of the shootings.
The car ID'd him. Yeah. And then they say, I guess, I didn't follow much of it because I was chasing my daughter around, but I guess there was a shootout and then he actually escaped on foot.
Yeah, initially. He like exchanged gunfire with the police.
How'd they let him escape on foot?
I don't know.
It's shocking to me. That never happens, right?
Yeah.
I would think if you're at a shootout with police, like...
First of all, to survive that, and then but to get away on foot.
They're going to track you down. They're going to chase you into the woods, and they're going to find you, and they're going to drag your ass back to the car.
How the hell did he pull that off?
I don't know.
So he was definitely arrested at his home? I thought I heard he was arrested in the woods.
I have no idea where
he was. He was near his home. He was apprehended near his home.
Yeah. He was in the woods. That's what I heard.
Yeah, hiding out.
I mean,
they just lost him in the woods for a couple days.
The thing is, listen. All these people are maniacs.
Yeah, they're idiots. They're psycho.
But the decisions that these people make, like he even sent texts to a couple of his buddies, I guess, is like, yeah, I made some decisions. He's got like four kids. Looked like he had a, you know, pretty wife, considering how ugly he is.
I didn't see his wife.
What are you doing? You're going to let some sort of political motivation, whatever it may be.
That's what it was.
Piss you off?
Just
and you're going to donk off your life?
Well, and showing up at somebody's house in the middle of the night.
He tried to kill two others.
Well, what about the psycho, and he was young, he's a lot younger than 55, that killed the two Israelis a couple weeks ago?
Of course.
Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
That guy was in his 20s.
Of course.
He's done forever.
Yeah.
They're just, and that was politically motivated.
Killed two people and ruined countless lives.
But he's like,
just a moron.
I read the text that he allegedly sent to his friends, and it said, I've made some decisions. And, you know, I love you guys, and I may end up dead, but I want you to know I love you, and I made some decisions. You know, I'm thinking, you got four, you know, they blurred out the kids' faces, but I mean, you know, who doesn't think their own kids are beautiful? Mm-hmm. Four beautiful kids! Like, what are you doing?
Just detached from reality. He's a psychotic person.
I mean, now your kids are tainted forever. First of all, you killed people, which is, you know, good luck with that, and... Now your kids have to deal with their dad is a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one where you like change your last name.
Yeah, you gotta
assume a new identity. I mean, you can't
They even showed some
did
video.
Did he get into the house, or was he just shooting from outside into the house?
Oh, I thought he got in.
No, because he came from inside the house and before the shootout and then went back inside.
Oh, okay.
So the people who survived, was shot 9 and 8 times respectively.
That's a shocking
number. And they say miraculously they're going to survive. How is that possible?
I don't understand how you get shot 9 times or 8 times and survive that.
How do you not bleed to death?
Probably from a very close range.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
It's horrifying, but I just don't understand how you, I mean, I guess people, you just, your brain gets felted. You live that long on this planet and you decide, I'm just going to throw it all away.
Vigilante.
Yeah, the guy's
57. I'm going to be a vigilante. This is my answer to everything, just to murder 2 lawmakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 4.
Right, and just by the sleeping, way,
I'm
doing
never going to see my kids again. I'm going to ruin their lives. I mean, nothing I assume the wife wasn't involved. They actually arrested or picked up the wife, and she had a bunch of stuff in her car. She probably didn't even know she had it, right? Because they let her go. There was like a weapon in there, passport, cash. She probably was clueless.
What does he think? He's going to start a revolution or something?
I guess.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
He's not thinking.
I guess. Well, he obviously was thinking because he was sending texts to people saying,
"But I'm saying
I've made some
decisions." No, he's thinking. It's just irrational.
It's warped thinking. Yeah,
it's irrational.
But there was even a video they showed of him. I don't know where the hell he was. It looked like could be wrong, but I thought he was like in a foreign country. And he was like preaching. They had video of him preaching.
Well, I think that might be part of it. I think he's become like a Christian extremist. That's what they were trying to say. He went so far in.
Wow.
Went off the deep end.
Wow.
He's a loser.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
of course. Of course.
You know who I felt bad for?
A murderer, allegedly.
Felt bad for Papa John's because the roommate who's been getting all the TV time.
Okay.
He's been wearing a Papa John's polo and he's on TV nonstop talking about his roommate,
giving Papa John's bad press.
Because he's the guy that got all the text messages and he just looks like a slob.
Okay.
First of all, it doesn't even make sense. How are you married with kids and you have roommates?
Maybe he rented out a room.
It's all crazy.
Yeah.
The whole thing's crazy.
Does it look like a work shirt or like a Papa John's?
No, he's a manager. No, he's like a manager at Papa John's.
Okay.
Or something.
All right.
Their garlic
dipping sauce is a 12 out of 10.
People who kill other people are just the dumbest, most psychotic people because their life is going to be awful. One out of 10, it's going to be a 20, how awful his life is going to be.
A negative 20.
I'm just saying, it's going to be awful.
The worst. And what you do to your kids. Who could do that to their kids? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, he's not thinking about them.
Yeah, he's thinking about his weird, twisted ideology.
How can you not think? I'm never going to see. I'm gonna text this fat slob and tell him I love him, but I'm not going to think about my kids.
He's never going to have a shakaroni ever again. Isn't that a special Papa John's? The shakaroni, so much pepperoni.
I don't know.
You know how much better life is to have your roommate bring you home a pizza at the end of the shift
than the prison food,
like a Philly cheesesteak pizza. Yeah, bring one of those home.
I mean, prison food couldn't be worse. I can't imagine.
You're getting fed slop.
Slop.
He's gonna eat slop for the rest of his life. By the way, I don't feel bad for him. I hope he eats slop. He's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I know.
He deserves it.
I know. It's just that it's just the choices people make.
I mean, I might make a bad choice here and there, like having a third beer instead of just two. Okay, but that only impacts me. It's not impacting other people.
Right. Oh, I make plenty of bad choices.
Plenty of bad choices have been made. Now, clearly not on this level.
Should have hit a 6-iron instead of the 7-iron. You know, should have putted that instead of chipped it.
Right. These are the levels of our bad decisions.
I make bad decisions all the
time.
Sure,
we all do.
Right.
That happens.
It's a horrible story. Thoughts, prayers, obviously, to those families that are affected by it. And it's just
incredible.
You know, every day.
But
you
can
really get depressed if you just looked at all the crazy S that people do every day.
Yeah.
I mean, just go to the Daily Mail. They love showing you all the insane things that people do. To kill others.
I know.
You know.
Well,
the stabbings,
we have so many people in the country, I mean, even the smallest percentages, that's still a big number of psychos out there.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
I mean, there's still plenty. I mean, even if it's 1%.
Walking on the street.
Psychos.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, my daughter came back, I told you, from her big trip. And she got back in at Reagan, actually, at like 12:30. And my wife was like, I guess I'm going to have to pick her up. And I go, well, just let her Uber. My wife says, no chance I'm letting her Uber, you know, at 12:30
at night. By herself.
Yeah. And she's right.
Yeah, I would feel weird about it, too.
She's right. So she went and picked her ass up. And that's smart. I always think, like, Uber's kind of safe, but...
Look, I encountered nice Uber drivers over just this past weekend, but I wouldn't want my daughter just getting into a random Uber by herself.
At midnight, you know.
Yeah, or anytime.
I mean, my daughters use Uber a lot.
Yeah.
But even like in Rome, my daughter was at a wedding and had to, it was an hour outside of Rome, and had to get to the hotel. It's a long story, but there was no cell phone. We were worried, how is she going to get there?
Yeah.
Just going to hop in a random car in Europe?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it? She had no cell phone service.
I've seen Taken. Hey, I know what happens.
Hey, I've been wondering if her fake crying worked over the weekend.
Yes. I think it was a small softball-sized dent. I can explain.
How many I love you, Daddy, happy Father's Day did you get yesterday?
From her?
Yeah. Buttering you up.
No, it didn't cost me. That didn't cost me anything. They wrecked the car. It didn't cost me anything.
Oh, look at his dent. Megan Bickle.
Right. I think she wrecked that one in Greece. I don't know how they talk.
I don't have a Greek accent. I can't tell you.
I don't know how to Greek talk.
I have to talk to my man Pete. He's Greek.
Yeah.
He can hook me up.
But that did work.
All right, when we come back, we will get back into the U.S. Open. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel, he's going to join us next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.